Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. 'Cause that's where the power is.
What a name for a boy to be called the Son of God.
Jesus, Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus.
Bright as the morning star.
Jesus.
How can I tell you how beautiful?
Jesus loves me.
your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
of glory, honor, and praises. Hallelujah. We give him all glory. Hallelujah. Honor, praises, adoration, thanksgiving. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. We've come to the last day of the month of June. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord on our side, hallelujah, where would we be? Hallelujah. So, Lord, we are grateful. We love you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your glorious and your holy name. In Jesus' name, we praise and worship. Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I'm Apostle Mark Oberaboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. If you can pay attention to the worship, hallelujah, you will hear it is all about one name. Bible says in Philippians 2, I will start from verse, "Is mine be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being born in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus, the name above all names. Revelation 5, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was born worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said to me, unto me, "Weep not." Hallelujah. Weep not. Hallelujah. Weep not. Hallelujah. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. The Root of David has revealed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld a Lord in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts in the midst of the elders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lamb as it hath been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, golden vials full of waters, which are the prayers of sins. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and has made us our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth." And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the four and fell down and worship him that liveth forever and ever. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy Spirit. Spirit move in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in this prayer service. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this radio service. Have your way for those that are listening through their telephone lines. Have your way, Holy Ghost, those that are listening through the internet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, move in their lives, move in our lives. We surrender to you, Almighty God. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way. Take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this ministry. Take preeminence, Holy Spirit. Guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. Teach us. We surrender to you, our comforter, our friend, our guide. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, release your breath in this atmosphere, the airways, the cyberspace, the network, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, release your in our environment, in the name of Jesus, in our homes. Release your breath in our offices, those that are on their way to work. Release their breath in the environment in the name of Jesus. Release their breath, Holy Ghost. Release their breath in this service. Release their breath on the prayer line, the cyberspace, the network. Release their breath, Holy Spirit. Let the atmosphere, oh God, be conducive for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Cleanse this atmosphere in the name of Jesus through the precious blood of Jesus. Come tonight through the grace this morning and we repent, oh God, of everything that we've done that is not pleasing to you, Almighty God. We cry out for mercy. Father, we cry out for mercy. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Mercy, your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, oh God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God, for our sons and our daughters. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, upon those that are in this ministry. Mercy, those that are listening now. We pray for comfort, mercy, in the name of Jesus. If anyone says they have not sinned, the truth is not in them. Hallelujah. We do not want any hindrance in our prayers. Hallelujah. Touch me, oh God, and know my heart. And let the Holy Spirit move in our lives and convict us of things that we've done in thoughts, in words, in deeds that are not pleasing to God. He said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father God, we come humbly to thy throne of grace and ask for mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy, mercy for the ministry, mercy for those that are here, mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami tidal wave in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, the blood of liberate your way. The blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in our bodies and system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Everything in our homes, the blood of Jesus. The blood, we cover our spouses, our children and grandchildren. In the blood of Jesus, great-grandchildren. The blood of Jesus, our bloodline, we cover in the blood. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that gives us strength. From day to day will never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus. As the children go back and forth to school, the blood of Jesus. Those who are home, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, to protect us, oh God. The blood to wash us, cleanse us, sanctify us. We are justified, redeemed through the blood of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. We put on the armor of God and the armor of light on ourselves, on our spouses, on our children. Our grandchildren, on those that are here this morning, those that will listen now, and those that will listen at another time, and we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us according to Zechariah 2:5 and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for fresh oil this morning. A fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, fresh oil, fresh anointing, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, refresh us in the word of God. Refresh us, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, fresh anointing, empower us to do our assignments. All that the Lord has called us to do, oh God, let us be empowered by the anointing of the Holy Ghost to do all that he's called us to do in the name of Jesus. Father, all the holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to our ministry, let the holy angels do your bidding in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cancel every satanic calendar in the mighty name of Jesus that have our names, our children's names, our spouses' names. We cancel those calendars right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel every darkness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the holy light of God begin to shine. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the name of Jesus, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. I am weak and I need your strength. strength, oh God. I need your empowerment. I need you, Jesus. We thank you for open heaven. We thank you, oh God, for divine revelation of understanding. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you. We bless your name. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. We say thank you, Jesus, against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I give you power in my name to step on scorpions and demons in my name. We come in the authority of Jesus Christ, and we destroy every work of darkness, every plan of the enemy against our lives, against God's plans and purpose for our lives, against our children, against our spouses. We do the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Every evil plan of the enemy, we cancel to the blood of Jesus. We erase through the blood of Jesus, and we cancel, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that wants to attach itself to us, in the name of Jesus, we release the blood. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you from in our lives. The Lord rebuke you from in the lives of our spouses and children. The Lord rebuke you. You have no right. You have no authority. Our spirits, souls, and bodies belong to Jesus. Sold out to Jesus. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 So release the blood. Lord, let the angels arrest every false spirit lurking behind our children. Every false spirit that wants to attach themselves to our children and grandchildren. Every false spirit, every evil spirit. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let the holy angels of God pursue and arrest them, bind them, send them and all their cohorts to the bottomless pit of hell. In the name of Jesus, release, oh God, your Holy Ghost, your brimstone fire at the highest level upon those evil entities, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that have come to destroy our lives, our destiny, the lives of our children, the lives of our spouses, that have come to destroy God's plan and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we destroy. We come not in our power, but in the power and anointing of Jesus Christ. We have no power of our own, only dependent on the power of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel witchcraft, hexes, vexes, jinxes, and incantation. We cancel to the resurrection powerless in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for grace, more grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your goodness, let your mercy follow us all the days of our life. Oh, Almighty God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship, oh God. And so, Father, we pray that you, everyone that is listening right now, at the sound of our voice, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, release your glory, oh God, upon their homes, their environment. Let your presence fill this place. Lord, let your presence fill our hearts. Let your presence fill our thoughts, our minds, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Let your presence fill this place. Holy Spirit, we charge the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, the living God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Wherever you are, shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to welcome those that are just joining in. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. We bless God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. The Spirit of the Lord this morning, as I was meditating and in prayer, I heard the word repent. Amen. This is the 30th day, the last day of the month of June. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying, repent. He said, now we look at Acts 3:19, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Hallelujah. Away, turn around, let your life come to Jesus just as you are. Turn away from evil. Turn away and come to Jesus. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Repent. For those who do not know Jesus, repent. See salvation. For those who know Jesus, who have backslidden, repent. Hallelujah. Luke 5:31-32. Jesus answered, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Do not take those things into July 1st. This is the day that you repent. Holy Spirit, convict me of all the things that I've done. That's all your prayer. That's my prayer. And come into repentance. Isaiah 30:15 says, this is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you have none of it. Why? You have none of it. Why? Because you refuse to repent. Hallelujah. Repent. Hallelujah. And sometimes people think they have not said or done anything, even your thoughts. Your negative thoughts, you have to repent. Let us go into the month of July, the seventh month. Hallelujah. Ready. Because the month of July will be, I hear the Spirit of the Lord said there are some things that he's going to do. Hallelujah. For his sons and daughters. But before we receive those things, we must confess and repent in the name of Jesus. And if you feel you have not done, but I know, and then sometimes you have to repent for our children. Lord, perfect repentance for those that are here. We repent for our family, children, grandchildren. Some people need to repent for their spouse if their spouse is not saved. Repent. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. That's all I keep hearing the Lord say. Repent according to 2 Chronicles 7, 14, and 16. If my people who are called by my name. He's speaking about those in the body of Christ who are called by my name will humble themselves. Pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Sometimes people are so arrogant, they don't repent because they have so much pride. Do not let pride keep you back. Hallelujah. Come just as you are. Broken. Hallelujah. And repent. In the name of Jesus. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is it hard? No, it's not hard. Submit your heart to God. Submit your thoughts to God. Your life to God and repent. Hallelujah. Repent. Humility. Repent. So this day before we enter into a new month of July, that, yeah, there are people, sometimes you have bad habits. We all have different things that we are struggling with. I surrender it to Jesus. Lord, I'm having a hard time with this. Lord, I'm having a hard time with that. Give it to Jesus. Lay it at the feet of the cross. There's no pretense with God. He already knows. Come before him and speak to Abba Father. Some people got different habits. Everybody got something that they may be dealing with. But God wants to break those chains, those yokes and those bondages in the name of Jesus, who the Son has set free, is free indeed. If you have problem with drugs, repent. Alcohol, repent. Lying, repent. Manipulation, repent. Blasphemy, repent. Evil collaboration and manipulation, repent. If you have a problem, gossiping, lying, cheating, adultery, repent, fornication, repent. If you don't know how to speak to people, and you nest and you come to church and you jump up and down and praise God, and then the next thing you're in the parking lot yelling and screaming at someone for taking your parking. Right, give God your heart of stone and let him exchange it and give us his heart of flesh. Give him your all and all. Break, let those chains be broken. Let those chains be broken. Let the Holy Ghost break those chains. Think some of those chains are invisible. You don't even know you have them. You wonder why you keep doing things over and over and over. But those are chains. Those are bondages. And so you got to call on the name of Jesus and repent and turn it over to him. Hallelujah. Some of you have not been using your finances wisely. Repent. Ask the Lord to give you a good financial plan, and not only to be disciplined in the name of Jesus. Repent. Hallelujah. Some of you have not said offerings and tithes. Repent. And some of you pay offerings and tithes and want to manipulate the pastor or the bishop or the apostle, because sometimes the people pay so much money they want to have control. No, the church is for Jesus Christ. It's not yours. First of all, you did not, it's not in your own strength. The life you have in you is not yours. The breath is not, it's from God. So who gave you the audacity to think that because you release money that you should be rude, disrespectful, or want to manipulate the pastor or the bishop or whatever, or want to be at their beck and call? And then some of you, I'm not gonna release that money into the ministry. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do that because every time I call, she's not answering her phone. Nobody, we are here to serve Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are servants of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not for people to manipulate. No, we move according to the Spirit of Almighty God. That's arrogance. That's pride. And that's why people have so much mess in their families, because of pride and arrogance and the negative thoughts and different things. And you wonder why you keep praying and God cannot answer your prayers, because you have an evil and wicked heart. Repent. Form of godliness, denying the power within. You cannot purchase salvation with money. What's wrong with you? You crazy? Repent and be saved. Repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let there be a change in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Hallelujah. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. People who are called by my name shall humble themselves. Seek my face. Pray. Turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. God wants to release the blessings I hear the Lord saying some extreme blessings, extreme, unusual blessings that some of you have been waiting for. The Lord is about to release those blessings into your life, but you must come into repentance before those blessings are released. And don't be so prideful that you miss it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We want refreshing, but we know that we have to come into repentance. So, Lord, forgive us. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. In the name of Jesus, we surrender, O God, to you. We surrender our lives to you in the name of Jesus for salvation. We thank you for the blood, O God. Father, we stand in a gap on thee. Those of you stand in a gap for your family members. We stand in a gap for our husbands and our wives and our children and our grandchildren. We stand in a gap in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. For mercy. In the name of Jesus. We are truly, truly, truly sorry. Forgive us, Almighty God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We want to be right back in a good standing, a good relationship with you, reconciled back with you, Abba Father, glorious name. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. We're sorry we took more time, but I have to do what the Holy Spirit says to do. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining us.